Executive Academy is a golf analysis program. I originally designed it back in 1989. I was going to turn pro. I'm a third-generation golfer. My father is a PGA pro, and my grandfather is also a PGA pro, and he's in the Hall of Fame. So I was going to turn pro back in 1989, and I really wanted to figure out how to improve my game. So I came up with the Executive Caddy as an analysis tool to be able to track my scores and statistics. For example, did I hit greens in regulation? Did I hit it out of bounds in the water? Things like that. So I could identify where the weaknesses were in my game. So the Executive Caddy kind of is a culmination of that scoring and score tracking and analysis. And then more recently, in the past few years, we've added rangefinder and GPS capabilities. So that when people are on the golf course, it will tell them how far it is to the front of the green, the back of the green, center, as well as all the different hazards.
So tell me about what are the components of the program. Like you have an online site you log into. You have a Windows Mobile 7 application now that you can use to track your score. Tell me a little bit about
that. We have three components right now. We have the website, which is an ASP.NET SQL Server program that allows people to log in. They can post scores, they can see their stats, their handicap history, charts, graphs, all kinds of really cool stuff. So the website does absolutely everything when it comes to the game tracking and analysis. But in order for people to be able to track their scores real time and to collect that data, we also have a Windows 7 app, and then we also have an iPhone app. So that way people can use their mobile device to go hole by hole, use the rangefinder to see how far it is to different obstacles as well as the green, to track their scores, and most recently to track their scores and statistics for the entire group so that they can share that information and have some online competitions as well.
Great. Now, so obviously you had the iPhone app first. How was it to port the application experience to Windows Phone 7?
Actually, I completely threw out everything I did with the iPhone app when it came to the Windows Phone 7. The reason for that is I really wanted to follow the paradigm that Microsoft set out, which was the Metro look and feel. I didn't want to just take an existing iPhone app, which we have an enormously successful iPhone app, which is fantastic. But it didn't make any sense to just take the existing look and feel and then just try and stick it onto a Windows phone. It doesn't make any sense. So what I decided to do was to follow Microsoft's paradigm and to create a Metro look and feel golf app designed specifically for Windows Phone.
So how long did it take you to build out the applications?
It actually took a lot less time and a lot less effort to make the Windows Phone app than it did the iPhone app. Comparatively, the programming tools, programming language, and the support is just head and shoulders above anything that Apple puts together. So it has taken about 3 months of round-the-clock work, which we have a very big app, so it's there's an enormous amount of work. And it's not like other apps where you have your 99-cent apps where they're very independent of any type of interaction across the Internet or with other people or other devices, whereas our product, the Executive Caddy, is all about the social aspect of golfing, meaning as you move from one hole to the next and you track your scores, like I got a 4 on the hole and I maybe got a birdie or things like that, it's immediately pushing that information back to the server and then is broadcast out to all the other, any other subscribing mobile devices as well as the website. So in essence, you can have online golf tournaments, you can have online score tracking, all kinds of really neat stuff.
Yeah, I can keep track of my friends.
Exactly.
And see how they're doing.
And
that's a great way to make somebody jealous, is that they can keep track of your score while they're in the office, and they can just be wishing that they're playing some golf.
Yeah, and I love the toast notifications, things like that, because, we can push that out. It's like, oh, John just got a birdie on the second hole, and maybe you're like on the fifth hole, and you realize, wow, he's beaten me.
Oh, yeah.
And I've beaten up my game. Mm-hmm. So it really ties everybody together. And that's not something that we were really able to do at all with the iPhone app to date.
Yeah, so you're not really just buying an application. You're buying a set of services. You're buying into a service, basically.
Correct.
That helps me become a better golfer,
yes.
Keep track of what my friends are doing, all that kind of stuff. Right?
It is fun, but at the same time, we provide real in-depth analysis regarding your game and your performance, not just for the round, but historically over time. For example, I created the product in 1989, so I've been tracking my scores for over 20 years. And because of that, I can compare my scores this year to last year to the year before, you know, one decade compared to another. So the more information that we get from each individual, the more comprehensive the analysis is. Not to mention, we also give all of our members a valid USGA-approved handicap index.
Oh, so you can keep track of your handicap and everything through this then.
Exactly. Oh. And handicap and all that other basic stat tracking is completely free to everybody.
Oh, wow. So that's fantastic. Mm-hmm. So tell me a little bit. You use Bing Maps in the application,
yes.
Which I thought was just unbelievable. Tell me how that works.
Well, the Bing Maps allows you to hone in on the individual holes on the course, the greens themselves, and then we put the markers on the maps to show front of the green, back of the green, and then the tags on the push pins to display the distance to each little marker. As well as to track your position as you move on the course.
Oh, wow. And then is that something I can go back and look at later when I'm done playing?
Yeah, very soon we're going to have that capability on the website as well. So when you do shot-by-shot tracking of each individual shot, because we're using the GPS location awareness within the app, so if you mark your shot, for example, this is where my ball lies now, and I push the tap on the button on the app, it'll mark that position, that latitude and longitude,
yeah.
And of course send that back to the server. So you'll be able to redraw your entire round shot by shot.
And I can see where you could do this, you know, if you play the regular course every day or once a week or whatever, after a few weeks, mm-hmm. you're going to be able to see where your trouble spots are. When you have poor holes, you're going to say, especially somebody who knows what they're doing, they're going to be able to look at that and say, you're not supposed to be shooting there. You're supposed to be shooting over here. Maybe if you fix things up a little.
Definitely. People would be very surprised to see overlapping lines of consistent play.
Yeah.
Good or bad.
And when we know that consistency is what makes a great golfer versus
a normal guy like me,
right?
I always hit it in the water on the sixth.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah, not that kind of consistency. But yeah, that kind of thing. How many applications on the Windows Phone 7 right now?
Right now for the Windows platform, we have six different apps. And basically we have the big app, our flagship product, which is called the Executive Caddy. The Executive Caddy is golf score tracking, analysis, friends, groups, online tournaments, as well as golf range finder, GPS. It's everything, even news. The latest news feeds coming down. And then we have a series of splinter products off of that, which are basically individual applications, much less expensive, that encapsulate an individual feature out of our flagship product. For example, we have the Golf Course Locator, and that will show golf courses anywhere in your area or allow you to do a search to find courses, which is great if you're going on vacation or you're going out of town or just looking to tee up someplace different.
Mm-hmm.
We also have Golf News that pulls news feeds from all kinds of different sources, aggregates it all into one collection, and allows you to look at the articles and stay up to date. We also have Golf Range Finder. The Range Finder doesn't have any score tracking, but allows you to choose your course, and then it will go hole by hole and give you the distances to the front of the green, back of the green, side of the green, and all your layups.
So and that uses the GPS in the phone, then, right?
It does. But that's a much less expensive way to still get a golf range finder without all the bells and whistles.
Right.
And then we also have another product called Golf GPS, which is no scoring, but it does have the range finder plus the mapping.
So, yeah, a lot of options for somebody who's coming in to purchase the product. And then I also know you have some branded products that you use to say at golf tournaments. How does that work for sponsors?
Correct. Yeah, we have retail packages as well. So we have a product that we sell in the stores. We have about 500 retailers across the country right now through different golf shops, and they carry our product called the Executive Caddy. We have the premium edition that goes in the stores, and that sells for $49.95. When people purchase that, it gives them the subscription to the website, but also gives them free downloads for all of the mobile apps as well.
Wow, and so you must have hundreds of employees who put all this together, is that right?
No, I tried to create an operation that was very streamlined and very technology intensive and not people intensive.
Oh, okay.
So you know, we have banks of SQL servers, web servers, you know, .NET web services, WCF, all kinds of really great stuff, and it's mostly automated, which is fantastic.
Oh, fantastic. Well, thank you so much for talking to us today, and we're looking forward to seeing the apps in Marketplace.
Thank you.